And I hope in them. Whereas in reality, we should direct all our worship to the Creator alone. But how do we know? How do we know how to worship Allah? How do we know how to worship this God? Who is most worthy of it and deserving of it? Do we guess? Do we guess? Do we think for ourselves? Do we imagine for ourselves, well, maybe because we're like this, and maybe because we're like that, and maybe we'll do it like this, maybe we'll do it like that? And all praise is due to Allah. He didn't leave us in the state of confusion. But God put within our hearts and our souls the drive to be His worshippers, the inclination to be His worshippers. And just like He gave us the inclination, the feeling of hunger, He gave us food to satisfy our hunger. He gave us the feeling of thirst, He gave us drink to quench our thirst. He gave us the feeling of love and affection, and He gave us wives and husbands, companions, to satisfy that urge for love and companionship. Similarly, Allah gave us the drive to be worshippers, to be His worshippers. And He did not leave us without the means to satisfy that desire. That is why He sent prophets. That is why He sent messengers. That's why He sent Abraham and Noah and Moses and Jacob and Jesus and Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon all of them. Who we believe as Muslims came with the same message, the same religion, the same fundamental message, that we should direct our worship in all the aspects of our lives to Allah the Creator alone, and that we should leave the worship of the false gods. And they came to teach us how to worship God. They came to teach us what are the beliefs, what are the things that God wants us to believe about Him. What is it that Allah the Creator wants us to believe? What are the thoughts that He likes us to have? What is the speech that He loves us to say? What are the actions that He loves us to do and that He approves of? He didn't leave it for us to guess. He sent to us, and in this day and age, the final and last messenger, He sent to us Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach us how to worship the Creator of the heavens and earth. And they also came, all of the prophets. And Allah's final messenger Muhammad came to warn us also and to remind us also of the ultimate reality. The ultimate reality that this life is a test, but there is a day when we will see the results of this test. There is a day that we will be raised up, naked, barefooted, and uncircumcised. We will not have any money, we will not have any possessions, but we will have nothing with us except our deeds and every single atom's weight of good that we have done, we will know about it. And every single atom's weight of evil that we have done, we will know about it. It is the day of standing. Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of reckoning, the day of accounting, the day of judgment. A promised day, a day that Allah has promised through all of His messengers, a day that Allah has described in detail in His book. A day that will turn, my brothers and sisters, it will turn the hair of children gray. That a woman who is feeding her child will abandon her child. A woman who is pregnant will miscarriage from the fear and the terror of that day. When mankind will run as a drunken, as if they're in a drunken riot, from the fear and the terror of that day. When the sun will be brought close to our heads, and people will be up to some of them in their ankles, some to their knees, some to their waist, some to there, and some bridled in sweat. From the fear of that day, when mankind will be assembled in groups, and they will be brought, and all of us, you and me, will be brought forth for judgment. And there is the hellfire. The hellfire that is a real physical place that has already been created and it already exists. Allah sent with His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam both in the Quran and in the prophetic sayings descriptions of this place. That how its inhabitants, their skins will be burnt and recreated and reburnt. How they will call for water and they will get water like molten copper that will scald their faces and burn out their insides. That there is a tree in this hellfire which is the tree of Zakum. With the fruits which are like heads of devils and is so bitter that when you try to eat it, you will hardly be able to swallow it. But you will force, and the people in there will force themselves, because of their hunger. But the bitterness will make them more thirsty, so they will cry again, and they will get the drink, boiling water, burning their faces and scalding their inside. And how long will this go on for? A week? A month? A year? A decade? A century? A millennium? No. For those who have rejected faith, for those who have rejected the worship of their Lord and their Creator, it will never, ever, 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 ever end. Never. This is the reality about which Allah has warned us. This is the end result of the test of love. And then there is paradise. There is a place where there is no suffering, no age, no argument, no futility, no disease, where there is peace and happiness and tranquility, where there are gardens with rivers of honey and milk and wine, where the soil is of musk and the pebbles are of precious stones, where its inhabitants will be served by youths like scattered pearls, reclining on silken cushions dressed in silk with golden brocade, drinking from the fountains of paradise, greeted by the angels, meeting the prophets and the martyrs and the righteous, and of all the supreme joys and blessings of paradise, the greatest and the most supreme joy is to be able to look upon the face of our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of all the sufferings and the torments of hell, the worst will be the knowledge of its inhabitants that they have been deprived of looking upon the face of their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reality about which the prophets came to warn. And no one will go to hell except their children. No one will go to hell except they chose themselves to be there. Because Allah will say to the people on the day of judgment, enough is your own soul to condemn yourself. Enough is your own soul. Allah will not have to even judge anybody. Enough is your own soul to bring yourself to account. And there is not one person in paradise, not one, except that they do not deserve to be there. And that they have entered into paradise and been entered into paradise through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, the truth is yours. The truth is yours. Take the path that you know to take. But this is the reality of the reason for which we have been created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have been created to choose to worship Allah, the true God, the creator of the heavens and earth, that we should worship Him alone. And that we should do that according to the way He has taught us, the way that He has taught us, according to what is revealed in the Quran and shown us through the example of his last and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
Welcome all the panelists for the views of the wonderful talk. And the Lord is grateful for less than 5 minutes to at the audience to ask the questions. Inshallah, for 8 o'clock and after that, inshallah, we can go home. JazakAllah khair.
Descriptions of heaven and hell in the Holy Quran, are you to take them literally as physical entities, or are you to take them metaphorically as a state of agony or political disorder?